Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Clan After Battle, Way After Battle, after, Mid-Season after, Battle, May Battle. May Battle, mid-season, summer, after, well after battle. So we thought we'd just grab a wee catch-up, seeing as a lot of the roster spots are filling up nicely. Murph, probably the speediest that the clan roster has filled up, if you think, in recent years, in terms of, well, it helps when you've got a coach in place, I suppose. That's not been the case every season over the last 10 years. So that certainly helped with kind of expediting these roster spots filling up. But that's surely that's a good sign.
Well, in my time, certainly farther ahead than in previous pre-seasons. And I think what's good about that is that you can, as a coaching staff, Burnstill, Vanell, Sarant in charge, of the coaching staff, you can start to already think about your power play. You can always think about systems. You can think about what worked down the stretch last year and what you'd like to tweak going into next year. When you're still waiting in August for key components, you can't even think about that stuff.
Well, it shows are quite aligned, doesn't it? It shows actually, I think that's a very fair point, actually. It shows that that management team, which is newly put together, obviously Mike's the man who's been here for last season. Vinny's obviously been at the club before, as is Steve as well. Actually, maybe those things have kind of helped expedite things, but we know for a fact that they're very clearly aligned in terms of the way they want to play hockey. I'm sure there'll be other debates in the minutiae of it, but that's obviously borne fruit in terms of the roster.
There's been plenty of debates, and that's what's good. There's not just I'm signing this guy and that's the end of it, and I'm not saying that's the way it's been before, but sometimes when there's healthy debate right down to left shot, right shot, PK versus power play, can he play in all situations. I mean, those debates, you eventually get a player.
Yeah.
Because you whittle down all the CV stuff or the resume stuff and you go, actually, this is exactly what we need on the right side. And I think those are the debates they've had, although I think they're in 3 different time zones. And I know we've been in contact with them as well. So 4 different time zones. But the glorious thing is, I think, is that the core is back. The Sidorovs, the Saigos, the Messners, Risk.
Well, let's have a little look at those then first. Those returning players, I can't imagine that there's a single clan fan out there who wouldn't have wanted one of those players back. It's very, very, I think there's a mixed emotion because you've got a team who finished 8th, so there's no getting away from that. However, you've got a team that reached the Final 4 for the first time in so long. So I think there is that kind of weird kind of, I think some people would probably want loads more back and some would probably be surprised.
It's interesting to me because, and fans have every right to their opinion, there were people calling for, we need to get rid of this player and that player. And now they're saying, we've only got a few of the guys back. So it's interesting because everyone has their opinion, which is the fun part about this time of year, isn't it? It's the speculation. I know there's rumor pages, but yeah, absolutely. I think when you finish 8th, there needs to be changes. And there have been changes. If you look at the defense, yes, a Teppo and a Saigo come back, but then you bring in Rautin in and you look to just tweak. It's not wholesale changes. We're not getting rid of, 15 guys, 16 guys, half of the guys will be back, right? And that's probably a healthy point to start.
Yeah, it's not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There was obviously something really good about that clan team and the fan base was so encouraged by it and the noise generated by it. As great as our fans are, you need something on the ice to get behind on you. When that's not there, you can't get that going. So it does make sense and there's good returnees. I think what's interesting is you look at the players and there's not many individuals in that roster last year. If you were to ask someone, would you be displeased if this one person came? But I don't think there's many people in that roster. But it's not about that player. It's not about how well he played. It's all about the club needs to do better. Is there someone who would be a better fit for the team going forward? And that's a really hard decision for the coaching staff and management to get their head around. And it can be really tough decisions. But I think we've seen that. And I think the retention that we've had, I mean, obviously, Devon, the captain being signed up to multi-year deals. This is things that the club couldn't do years ago anyway. It was very difficult to do this. So I think him and Saigo coming back and the British core as well coming back. Tepo, Schwartzy, Lakovic. I mean, there's a real good returning core. I think the two big ones that a lot of Clan fans were asking me about was Langan and Messner. I think the impact those two guys had. And I love centremen. For me, I think teams are built down that core, down that middle. Absolutely, your number one D is a hugely important role, and of course your goalie. But see, for me, in terms of the style of your hockey team, that top line centreman, that second line centreman, that third line centreman, that fourth line centreman, in whichever order they need to be, they dictate the style, I just feel. And they've got to be leaders.
100%. And the great thing there is, I think a lot of people, and maybe including you and I down the stretch, thought it's going to be hard to get Tristan Langan back. He had over 70 points in all competitions. And let's be honest, you've got the big three, the teams that have 9,000 seats are going to be knocking and want a Tristan Langan, and he could walk out to any team in this league, no problem. And I would be sure he had offers on the continent as well, but he signed very quickly, wanted to come back, wanted to play for Mike, wanted to play with Sid, wanted to be back with Saigo. And I think he felt that when we got to the final four, there's unfinished business. So Langan being wrapped up fairly quickly, and that was great work by Sarant and everyone behind the scenes. Messner, Vinny knows Messner really well from their time together in college. So like those key guys came together very quickly because I think they felt unfinished business, want to be back, like what is being said by Mike and Vinny and Byrne still. And you know what? Langan signing that quick was the catapult for all the other guys to go, well, if our best player and more than likely our MVP last year, Tristan Langan, is back this early, I want to sign too. So there's been a really good precedent of let's get the band back together, that core, and I think you got to tip your cap to the management team.
No, and I think there's something to be said. I mean, in terms of like the tactics of signing players, there are gems to be had if you hold on late. The way that the whole thing is just a big puzzle, and the way that you're waiting for players that maybe don't quite find that place in Del 1 that they were expecting.
Or HL deals.
HL deals, that's the other one. HL's a big one as well. Like, there's those guys, and I mean, I think Pullman's that kind of player, that kind of caliber player. Like, obviously, he's retired.
And kudos to him, because he could have dragged that out another month.
Exactly.
For those people going, did you want Colton back? Of course.
Yeah.
But he had the time to go home and speak with his wife, and he let us know, and the clan social media announcer.
One life, haven't you? But like that kind of signing policy where you can sign late and you might get a gem, but you can't sign your whole team like that. I think players want to know what team they're coming into. And I think the way that the management have pulled this together this year is really, really going to reap some sort of dividends for us, because there might be a couple of late signs here and there that people will be really impressed with. But it's because they know what team they're going to.
And also reacting quick. Okay, Colton, we'll let you have the time. Colton said, I'm not going to string this out this too long. Let me talk to my wife. Let me talk to my family. Colton says, thank you for the offer. I love my time, but I'm going to retire because I need to spend time with my wife and my family. Well, there was already Julius Rainey, another Finnish defenseman. I mean, we've got the Finnish core. So Finnish Friday has been a splash.
Fantastic.
But that's the important thing, is that you have plans in place if Colton does decide to retire. As we talk here on Clan after summer battle, Josh Tarswell, that's one of those gems. 15 goals for Mount Royal the last 2 years in Canadian U Sports. 32 goal scorer in the Western Hockey League with the Red Deer side there. This is a guy that plays hard, goes to the net. And you know what? 15 goals at U Sports Canadian level. The sky's the limit. Young guy, wants to come across the pond.
Good and size.
Wants to play pro hockey. And that's a gem right there that, you know, Vinny and Sarant and Burnsler were looking at. And as we're recording this, it's been announced.
I mean, that's great. I mean, for me, this is hungry players on upward trajectories is a really good archetype. Brady Risk, I mean, was fantastic for his last season. Great to see him back as well. Someone that excited the fans. I think Tarswell's going to be that category. I think people are going to be looking to see how that signing pans out. Is that one of the big ones? Young, hungry player on an upward trajectory in his career could really hit it off here, and that's what the Clan are expecting. That's what Vinny and Kevin Moore did in Coventry. They had great success with that. I remember just seeing when they were there, I went, that's exactly what I would do. in Coventry. Yeah. Okay, they've retained
some
belts. Yeah,
people said you're going to be 10th by a long shot.
And everyone knows that with their budget, lower middle budget, and that team was, I mean, their fan base got right behind it. It was Coventry were a team that year where if you had to play them, you'd go, oh my God.
Not again.
God, these guys tonight, and I think Clan are going to have that.
Risk is relentless. We know Carswell is relentless. Yeah. How about Ross Armour? I mean, led the league, tied for the league lead in power play goals.
Yeah.
Zach Vanell, Sarant Burns will sit down and go, okay, we were 10th on the power play last year. What's the first thing we should do? We've got to address this. And what's the other problem we have? Maybe net front, right?
Yeah.
So let's go find a guy that goes net front, scores all his goals from 10 feet or less, and was good on the power play. And voila, Ross Armour was coaxed out of a situation where he won a couple of trophies last year. So having a guy in the room that won the Continental Cup and the Challenge Cup last year, tied for the league lead in power play goals, also a 20-goal scorer, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, in terms of the power play, you're absolutely right. How often were we talking about that, plan after battle? And do you see the guys that go net front and love being there and don't mind being in that office? They're the guys that go out and fancy themselves to score because they're in the best position to do it. And I don't think we've really had enough of that since probably Machuwa, probably, is probably the last player who would be really, that's really his office. Don't get me wrong, guys that can do that position, but I think that is something that's been addressed with that signing. With Nottingham losing out on him, I'm really surprised, Murph, because, I mean, we don't have the same budget as Nottingham, and it's interesting how you compete with these teams to get these players. So I think that's a major feather in the cap for the
Madison team, but also a guy that, by all accounts, is willing to do anything to win as well.
Yeah.
And shows with the two trophies last year. So it's like, you know, I believe Rod Brindamore went into the Carolina Hurricanes dressing room the other night, and I think he talked about winning the Stanley Cup 20 years ago as the captain of the Hurricanes and how we need to close this out. And having someone that's been there, done that, is so important to the psyche of the group. So I think a signing like Armour, a guy who has trophy experience within the last season, is important to have in the room because we're trying to take that next step, and you'll have a guy that goes, okay, this is what we need to do tonight. So it's a no-brainer. And yeah, anytime you can add a 20-goal scorer who's good on the power play, it's important, especially when you're last on the power play.
I think they only show those coaching videos when they actually win the Stanley Cup. They don't show you the other one. It'd be interesting to see what they say. I'm sure the other team finds it, but you're right. Winning mentality, that's a really key point. You're like, no one was satisfied with last year. It felt like a step in the right direction, a needed step in the right direction.
The next building block, but nothing to...
The next climbing block.
The next building block.
Be proud. Fans were amazing. I mean, that Tartan March now, and I see the Scotland Tartan Army copied the Clan fans as well in Boston.
It's
great. It's great. They were setting samples everywhere. No, but there's a real moment in Scottish sport, and I think the Clan are part of that, and there's no accepting coming eighth. You know, that has got to be something that we're moving on for. But you could see the work at the end of the season. I think he's a big signing for us for that.
Well, you and I down the stretch, it's that whole, what's the last 5 games, the last 10 games, the last 20 games? I think we were like fifth in the last breakdown of the season. Cole Codsey, good character, a guy that will hit, fight, score.
Yeah.
Had 11 goals down the stretch in the coast last year, had a really good NCAA career. Someone that was on the radar right from the get-go when we knew Sarant was coming back and we knew Vanell was going to be in situ and when Burnstill was about to be announced. Cole Codsey is someone we should be excited about because he seems to have a bit of personality, a bit of flair, a little bit of a throwback. And I think even in his Clan chat, he said, look, I'll do whatever. Whatever to be in the lineup and to win hockey games, whether it's get in the mix and fight, and I know I can score, and I'm a big guy that goes to the net. So another guy that's maybe like a Tarzwell, a bit of a gem there. Maybe not the big CV signing, but guys on the way up as opposed to guys on the way down.
I like his chat. I think you need these guys in the dressing room. I know there can be sometimes a bit of an attitude towards the rah-rah guys, and they're not the ones putting up the points. You need a mixture of everything. You need a noisy dressing room. You need that vocal impact. He looks like he's got that in spades, but he also looks like, what a great attitude. I'll do whatever it takes. Oh. And I think you'll be surprised. I mean, someone like Schwartz is kind of like that as well, plays the game right, but can also play on any of those lines without ruining them. You know, he could be a third line player, he could be a second line player, but he can be a top line player. And you're looking for something similar from that, from Codsey, and I think he could deliver. And looks like a really good personality, maybe another fan favourite.
Another great personality, Liam Soulier.
Yeah.
Came in here, became very popular. Guys are like, whoa, he's very chatty for a goalie. He's not too, like, and you know what Suli said to me on the Clan chat? They're Clan fans grabbed my heart right away.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to come back here. And when it came down the stretch, and you know what? He had the win in the third, fourth place game. That's a tough one. No one really wants to play in the third, fourth place game. Played really well. I mean, I think that's a really good sign, especially now that we know that we've got young Dan Norton who wants to come in here and learn from Suli.
Yeah.
And we know that, you know, the big guy, Rasmus Teronen, 6'3" Finnish goalkeeper, who's played in the Finnish Liga. He's been great in the Alps League and all of his stops. So that's an interesting one and exciting one as well, because he seems to be a bit of a character.
Yeah, he does. Do you mean he seems like a big mad goalie? Yeah, he does. He seems like a big mad goalie, which is brilliant. I love big goalies. I think that's the way forward. It's funny, we're talking with Vinny. Vinny actually has a very different idea of goalies. It surely much more matches the type of goalie that he can elect in a tandem of two small ones. However, you've always got to be open-minded when a really good goalie comes up, regardless of their style. I think what a great tandem. You're going to really notice the difference in the styles, and that might really give the Clan a great option.
It's hard to pre-scout that, because if
there's
a very ticket, do we go high? Yeah. Smaller goalie, if the big guy gets the start and you don't know that until an hour before, is your pre-scout when you traffic in front? So I think it's a really smart decision, and young Dan Norton's in a great position to learn from two very different goalies.
That is a really interesting position for him to be behind two different kind of styles. But you're right there, Murph. I think what an advantage it is to be able to change up your goalieing style. It's not a like-for-like change. You're going to have a smaller, more agile, see kind of slightly more dramatic saves from Suli, a really exciting style. I love the big, solid in position, but also kind of a vocal goalie as well. So we've got the two covered.
Rasmus Teronen's coming off 5 shutouts last year as well. Let's not discount that. In a really good league and a career 900 save percentage with Leinster
Black. And a few goalie fights as well in his highlight reel. I noticed that was interesting. They're usually hard to find.
But
it looked like there was much digging.
A little bit of sandpaper in the lineup. I spoke with Juho Rautanen again with the Finnish theme. Juho Rautanen, I mean, in his early 20s was playing the KHL with Jokerit. At that time, it was arguably the second best league in the world. Represented Finland at the World Juniors, played against the likes of Matt Barzell from Canada and all that. So well-spoken, seems like an educated guy, a smart guy. Jumped at the chance to come here after playing in the league. Magnus seems to like to see the world and is delighted to be.
It's in the league, Magnus. I mean, he's not necessarily an all-explosive kind of defenseman, but really there was plenty of points there last year.
He had some things to his game last year, and he wants to add more this year, and I think that Vinny and Bernstow and Surratt will be certainly encouraging that. But when you think about Rainey and Teppo and Teronen and Rautanen, that's a really good group there for those guys to also feel a little bit at home for some of them in new league, like Rautanen and Rainey would have picked Teppo's brain. And I tell you what, having Macaulay Teppo back is huge, because I think he's like the Dos Equis man. He's the most interesting man in the world. My clan chat, I said, are you watching any hockey? No, I don't really watch hockey. I watch track and field. did you golf? No, I don't really golf. Like, he's just totally different than a lot of the hockey players. Definitely the best dressed man in the league, with the clan. Ridiculously focused. I remember when we were in Belfast for League One, I looked down the hall and he was laser focused. And I thought, that guy is going to have a game tonight. And he did. So, I mean, there's another guy, Macaulay Teppo, unsung hero, but he was a plus 12 in the league, plus 5 in the cup, plus 17 overall. Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
The Finnish were very, very fortunate at Clan with their Finnish players. I don't think we can just go to Finland and take whoever, but it feels like we can. It's been amazing. I mean, to have so many this season is going to be really, really cool. I really like this. I hate kind of washing a whole nation the same way, but the guys that we do get from Finland, they smile on the inside. I like this kind of style, and really good sense of humour, really, really good professionals, great skaters usually. I'm thinking also like Ville Hämäläinen that came in, was dropped into Clan and took on a captain's role and things like that. Like a really, really great hockey nation, really well known for their goalies obviously as well, and we've had a good run of that here. But yeah, really excited to see. Do you think some of the Finnish D will play together? I don't think that's been the plan.
Well, I think Teppo and Saito will start off together. They have great chemistry, but you could see Rainey and Rautanen. There's still an import defenseman to come.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. There's still an import forward to come. There's a couple of more, you know, surprises perhaps in the mix as well.
Yeah.
But the great news is all those conversations in the different time zones between the management and the coaching team, it doesn't stop, and it's brilliant because all those debates are happening about
yeah,
how we build this. But what they're building right now, and we're, you know, as we record this, it's only mid-June. It's really healthy, a good spot to be in roster-wise.
I think it's key to get to kind of, I was talking to, bumped into some clan fans just at the weekend, and they were asking, like, what we get up to in the summer to kind of chill out. Like, it really doesn't stop here at all.
In terms of the team.
Well, it's great. Well, look how far ahead the team is, and you look at the, our staff all work on the World Cup watch parties and clan wrestling and Jurassic Earth and all these things that are all important for the organisation to succeed. And it's really exciting to see all the things that are happening here at the moment, and the way that the club's been run off the ice, and it's made me really excited for this season coming up. That team already, seeing it in that position already, it's almost going to be a disadvantage, because other teams get to see and go, oh geez, my clan are looking quite big, small, fast. Do teams actually adapt like that? I think teams are bad at looking at other rosters, if I'm honest, but it's something to be said.
I think it's interesting, maybe, but like, if you've got a chance to sign a good player, you're not going to be worried about whether or not Belfast or Sheffield would see it too early. Look, we're
just a style here, Marv. It's not being just, there's a good player, we've got to take him, and then you change.
No, my good, there's that's what I'm saying. It's early enough to go, that's a good player within the way that we want to play. Whereas in the past, maybe we've had to grab a guy in August because we needed a left shot defense.
Well, if you leave it late, that's what happens. You might get a gem, but it might not be the gem you need. And that guy might be a perfectly excellent player, but in this team, that doesn't really make sense. Whereas I think anyone joining this clan team knows the culture of it, can see the way that Mike played and the way he wants them to play, and can see the players that are there, and you could talk to the captains already. So I think we look like a good spot. Clan's got a great reputation around the league as a great place to play. And Glasgow's a great city.
Great city. Well, we're biased. You're definitely biased because you live here. Yeah. It's certainly my favorite. When I came here, the TV side before I was involved with the club, I love coming here. It's just a great city, and it feels like home.
It's because we brought you wine. That's what it was. That's the wine.
Lots of wine.
Doesn't take much.
Let's talk about some of the Brit players we know. I mean, there's still more to come, but we know Austin Mitchell King is a young player on the rise. Had a couple of tastes at senior level in the friendlies with GB last year. Lacko, 1,000 pro games, 100 caps with GB. Yeah. And then Alex Forbes, who'll do anything asked. The Scottish lad who is willing to play forward D, plays physical. That is three very important pieces of the Brit pack.
Yeah, three very bought-in pieces. I think for Austin Mitchell King, it's a really big season. I love the development he had last year. He's a big body. You just want to see him go and make a couple of checks and maybe add that goal mouth kind of part to his game. But he's got goals in his game as well. You've seen that. Like, I love the way he plays. Lacko, what do you say about Lacko that's not already been said? I love the fact that he's in Australia playing now. You're like, most guys at that age are looking.
I asked him, like, why didn't you have to break? He goes, no, play till you can't play no more.
That's brilliant.
So that's why brilliant. Wouldn't you do
he's
it?
He's also over in Sydney where my brother lives as well. I need to maybe keep them apart, right? And then Forbesy, you're right. I think, like, Forbesy's become a real heartbeat of the team. He is a captain in his own right for the team, and some of the plays that he's made for the team, he got that huge round of applause when he took the puck away with his chest down low, and he got a round of applause for it. He is, you're right, he'll do whatever it takes to get game time, and that's why he's such a valuable member of the team.
Ryan Schwartz, you spoke about him a little bit there. Schwartz, he predicted the Carolina Hurricanes were going to win the Stanley Cup. And it's been hard to pin him down for a clan chat because he's so busy golfing in Hawaii and all the tough things about him and his brother. Yeah, really tough. But what you've won for picking, because he reached out to our marketing guru, Laura, so what do I win for getting the Carolina Hurricanes pick right? Answer your text. Let's do a clan chat, Schwartzy. That's your reward.
That's your prize.
That's your prize. Some more. You get to come on and chat. No, like everyone that's back, the new guys like the Tarswells, the Conzies, and the returning players. I think hairs on the neck when the bagpiper marched through the streets in Nottingham.
Yeah,
400, 500 fans, whatever it was.
I guess
it's but it brought it's 40,000. I think it's just a special time, and we're moving in the right direction. And to be this far ahead in the recruitment, as I said, it's an exciting place to be. So it's been a great clan after battle. I've got a flight to catch. I think you're off for a sunny vacation.
I'm not an olive. I don't want to go now. I want to watch this clan season. You're going, I'm not ready for
And you're enjoying the World Cup. I mean, Canada and Scotland both off the decent
It was interesting trying to juggle Stanley Cup stuff as well as World Cup time. So I think the McLaughlin household is now just on US time anyway. So, but no, it's been brilliant. How good is it? Like, there is a real good, solid vibe around Scottish sport, around our club, around things progressing. And it's because we've got fans and people to be really proud of. You know that we're going to reach out and be friendly. The clan fan base is exactly the same as the Tartan Army, and that was a real moment of pride at the playoffs, and we'll be back there again winning it this season. Let's do it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.